I'll come right in. Rock flag and eagle.
All right, welcome everybody back to another edition of Chairgate, and I'm your host, Rattlesnake, coming at you live once again from Austin, Texas. This is your NASCAR podcast for Belly Up Sports. I say NASCAR, and I guess I say that lightly because I talk NASCAR, but I mostly have just been having ARCA drivers on, which is wonderful because, you know, Michael Self, Christian Eckes, some of the best guys I get to talk to every single week. And of course, this week I had to have on my BFF forever, Christian Eckes, now the ARCA Series champion, Menards ARCA Series champion at 18 years old. So, super, super stoked. This is a really fun, packed episode because I have Natalie Decker on. She comes back on the podcast. This is her second time on. And super excited she got to come on. She was super excited to come back on. We talk about, you know, her career, what's going on with her in the truck series. And then we get to talk to her old teammate, Christian Eckes, who, like I said, just won the ARCA Series championship. We talk about his championship race. We talk about his future in racing. We talk about the truck series that he's still in. And, of course, we talk about the most exciting thing, the furniture he's buying for his new apartment because he's 18 and this whole world is new to him. Really, really exciting stuff, obviously. So let's just get right into it. All right, I'm really excited to welcome back on for the second time on the show now, Natalie Decker. Thanks for coming back on, Natalie.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so, I mean, did you just enjoy the last time so much? You're like, I have to come back on this podcast?
Yes, of course.
All right, great. Yeah, I know you retweeted that article that we wrote for you at Belly Up Sports, so thanks a lot for that. That was a big help for us. And obviously, I know you'll retweet this episode because you're such a huge fan of this podcast. But I wanted to ask, you have a charity going on right now, right?
Yes, I do. With rheumatoid arthritis, the Arthritis Foundation.
Okay, and so what's going on with that? I know you were selling spots on the hood. You're doing some kind of auction.
Yeah, it's really cool. So we did this thing. It's over now, but not completely over. But to be able to get your name on the hood of my truck for the Homestead race, that was going on for about a little over a month. And you were able to donate to the Arthritis Foundation and get your name on the hood of my truck for Homestead, as well as a diecast and like other special, really cool things that only you would get for doing that donation. But the donation will be still going on through the race on my website, nataliedeckerinc.com, and you can donate $50 or less, whatever you want, and you will get other special things throughout the race as well. So that will still be going on. You just won't be able to get your name on the truck. And then we also are doing an auction online on my website to auction off the hood of the truck, my race suit, my helmet, everything I'm wearing for that race. And that will be a live auction online after the race. And that's pretty cool too. So I'm really excited for that. And this is all going, 100% of the proceeds are going to the Arthritis Foundation.
And what, like, so that's just helping with arthritis, I guess, like research and medical help with it?
Well, like, I was born with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And there were so many things that were different about my life growing up just because of what I had. And everyone thinks that it's just an old person disease, but so many young kids are born with it or diagnosed at such a young age. So they put these camps on for these kids to come and hang out and meet others that have the same autoimmune disease as them, and they get to do all these activities together, and it's just really cool for all these kids to, you know, meet others and know that they're not alone with what they're going through. So we're raising the money to help bring more kids to camp.
Wow, I'm not gonna lie,
I was absolutely one of those people that you were just talking about. I thought it was only an old person thing. So I'm glad you said that, because I was like, yeah, it's just an old person thing. Okay, and when's the date? I know you said it's for the race, but just for everybody listening, just in case, I want everybody to know. Do you have the date off the top of your head?
For the race? The race is November 15th. And so that's when the race is in Homestead. But the auction will be starting probably right after that for the online for the hood and the suit and everything. And I'm getting a special suit made and a helmet painted that's going to have the Arthritis Foundation on it. And I've only worn it once for this one race. And then we're auction off. So it's going to be really cool. Yeah.
And that's NatalieDeckerInc.com. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah. And I'll put in this podcast, in the description, I'll put a link to that. So for everybody listening, they'll know where to go. Yeah, because that's awesome. So that's a really cool thing. And, you know, maybe Belly Up Sports, we can find a way to help out with that as well. Okay. Today on Instagram, you posted a video, or I guess this was probably yesterday.
Yeah, last night.
Okay.
South Boston.
Yeah. So what's going on there? What are you doing there?
Yeah, so I was just testing it. I'm going to be testing one more time. Just, like, practicing. I'm not going to be racing it or anything anytime soon. It's just fun to get in the car and make some laps and stay in the seat. So that's all we're doing with that. Derek Lemke, my boyfriend, raced it a couple weeks ago at Hickory, and that's why we brought it down here. So since it was down here, I just got my seat in it to make a few laps and stay in the seat and have some fun.
Okay, cool. Is he still racing?
Yeah, he's still racing. He still might be racing that car later this year. Sometimes we're not exactly sure yet. And he also races his legend car with his dad as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I remember last time you were on the show, you were talking about how you met him and how you were racing against his dad.
Yep.
Okay, you said that you've beaten him, right?
I've never beaten his dad, but
But you beat your boyfriend.
Yeah, every time we've raced against each other in the super late model, I've beaten him.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Tell your boyfriend I'm cheering for him. I want him to beat you.
I hope so. I hope he can beat me one time. We have to have, like a true battle.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Super late model. Even if, like, I go and do, like a qualifying run, and then he goes and does a qualifying run. We both get, like, a brand new set of tires just to see who can lay down the fastest lap. That would be fun.
Like, what series does he usually race in?
He races, like, everything. He races a limited late model, a super late model, a legend car. I think even, like, 2 years ago, my dad had him in a snowmobile, so, like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Is he, because you're in North Carolina now, right?
Yes, we both live in North Carolina right now.
Okay, awesome. And you're enjoying that?
Yeah, we love it. It's so fun here, and just to be around, you know, the race team and be close. It's just so much easier with what we have to do every weekend and flying out with the team. And, you know, we can constantly be working towards, you know, the next level.
Is it getting cold yet there?
Yes, it's getting so cold.
Okay, reminding you of home a little bit, I hope.
Yeah, no
Okay, so is Homestead your next race then?
We are going to Martinsville this weekend, and then we go to Phoenix, and then Homestead.
Okay. Anything to talk about in those races?
Well, I'm really excited to go to Martinsville because I wasn't able to make the first one at the beginning of the year because I was trying out for the W Series. And I was really upset because it's been a dream of mine to go there and, like, race there. And it's a short track. I grew up racing short tracks, and it's just so cool. I've always gone there during spring break to watch, and I fell in love with it, and I can't wait to go there.
That's awesome. That's really exciting. So one thing I wanted to ask, and I didn't want to get too deep or anything, but obviously, you know, the reason here at Belly Up Sports, we wrote that article about you, and it was kind of defending you because we feel like you've been getting a lot of, you know, kind of negative heat. Have you noticed that?
I try not to, you know, read like anything negative on social media or anything about myself. And sometimes it's hard to, because sometimes you can't not see it.
Right.
But yeah, you know, every driver has that. Even if you're not a race car driver and you're an athlete or an actor, anyone, everyone's going to get hate and people that don't like them. Like, you just can't get away from that. But I have the best fans that I could ask for. They're so amazing and so supportive and so fun to interact with. And I love meeting them at the track. And that's all that really matters, is the ones that really support you. And we have so much fun. And I've made, like, fans that I've had have, like, become family. I've gone on, like, vacation with fans before because, like, we've just become so close.
Wow.
And, yeah, growing up racing, I've gotten so close with some of the fans that they've truly become family. And that's just, like, so cool about racing. And but it is hard to ignore sometimes the hate, and it's hard for anyone to ignore it. But now, you know, sometimes I'll just sit on my phone, and if I see it, like, I'll fully read it. And some of it's, like, funny. Like, I'm like, really? Like, I would love for someone to try to say that to someone's face. Like, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me. Yeah. I get it all the time online. Drives me crazy. Yeah, the people online that wouldn't say it to their face. But it sounds like you handle it a lot better than I do. So good job. You seem to stay positive about it.
The only way, you got to stay positive.
No, yeah, that's awesome. I mean, you definitely seem like a very positive person. How did you feel about Talladega?
Talladega, you know, it was a fun race. I love super speedway racing. And I wish we could have had a better finish. I made a rookie mistake, and my brakes got really hot. So when I tried to come down to pit with everyone, because we had to do a green flag stop, I wasn't able to make pit road because I had absolutely, like, no brakes to slow down the truck. And we couldn't pit with everyone, and that just ruined it, because then we had to come down the next lap, and then we couldn't, you know, get back in the draft with them, and we ended up going a lap down from that. But I had such a great truck, and my team worked so well together, and my spotter did such a great job of just teaching me more about super speedway racing and the draft and everything. And it was really cool because I didn't get to do Daytona because I started on fire, like, the first lap. So this was my,
my
first super speedway race in the truck.
Oh, that's really exciting. I mean, you looked pretty good out there. Yeah, like you said, you made that mistake. But, yeah, you looked pretty good out there. I was watching that race. So I know I don't want to hold you up too much. I know you have to go. I'm having Christian Eckes on this episode. Did you want to say congrats to him on his ARCA season?
Congratulations, Christian. And my mom says congratulations. My mom loves you.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I miss being your teammate, and I'm so proud of you.
Well, hopefully he'll be racing against you soon. But thank you so much for coming on. This has been awesome, Natalie. And we're definitely going to try to help you out and support you with the charity that you have going
on. Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Absolutely. All right. Take care, Natalie.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I hope everybody thoroughly enjoyed that interview with Natalie. I know myself and everyone that's part of Belly Up Sports, we're thrilled when athletes like Natalie, you know, clearly enjoyed their first time enough that they want to come back on. So we all appreciate her appearance, and definitely serious. Everybody go support the charity that she's doing. It sounds wonderful. If you hear this storm outside, it is like the storm of the century. I live in Austin, Texas, as I mentioned at the intro of every single episode. And it doesn't rain here very often. It doesn't really get below 80 degrees very often. It is just going crazy out there right now. I think maybe this is God's response to the Astros being down 2 games in the World Series. But I won't get too much into that. We're not going to talk about that. Instead, there's something else I want to talk about. It's Spooktober, baby. And all that matters right now is horror movies. And thankfully for you, my audience, my devoted listeners, not only am I, you know, the smartest person in the world when it comes to stock car racing or any kind of auto racing, but I'm also the smartest person in the world when it comes to movie reviews. And if you're like me, and you're married to a beautiful wife that isn't a huge fan of horror movies, you know, she likes feel-good movies. She likes rom-coms and Disney movies, things that make you feel good, and I can appreciate that because she's a very nice person that likes to feel good about things. Personally, I love horror movies, and I kind of build up, like, my desire to watch a horror movie until October. So it's all, like, pent up into this 1 month, and that's all I want to do is watch horror movies. So it's really unfortunate for her, and it's kind of unfortunate for me because it makes it difficult for me to watch all these great horror movies that I've been, you know, researching and waiting to watch. And I'm sure I'm not the only one out there that deals with this, right? I'm sure there's other people out there who have girlfriends that you know, they don't really like horror. Or they pretend they like it at first just because you'll put their arm around them or whatever. But once you start dating for a while, they're like, yeah, no, I never liked those movies. I always hated them. I wish you would have never taken me to those movies. Anyway, if you're like me and you are in that situation, or maybe you're just a wuss yourself and you don't like horror movies for whatever reason, I wanted to give some recommendations of horror comedies. So they're horror, and they have that, you know, horror vibe, the dark feel to them, but in a more lighthearted way. It's, you know, dark humor. It's meant to laugh at the whole situation. So these are really good movies for people like you and me who are with a significant other that doesn't like horror. And these are all movies that you can watch online with your streaming, because if you're also like me, then you don't have cable, because I'm not a 58-year-old man. So you can watch these on any streaming device. They all require some kind of subscription, but I imagine you all have these subscriptions, maybe minus one. So I'm going to start out with, you know, a couple that maybe you've already seen and, you know, you've heard about a lot, and hopefully a few that you haven't seen. And one I'm sure, like, none of you have heard about, but it's under the radar. It's great. Anyway, we'll start out with Tucker and Dale versus Evil. This one's on Netflix, so you've probably all seen it, but if you haven't, that's a must-watch. It's hilarious. It just kind of spins the whole idea of a horror on its head, of the hillbillies that live in the mountains that want to kill the teenagers. You know, I won't spoil anything, but that's not at all what's happening. And so it's a pretty hilarious movie. Next would be Cabin in the Woods on AMC. I still remember seeing this in theaters for the first time, thinking I was going to see a real horror movie, and the first scene, you're like, what am I watching? This is a comedy movie. So that's a great one. Like I said, that one's on AMC, so that one does require, like, a login in, but just ask your parents what their login is for their, you know, cable. They'll give it to you. After that, Shaun of the Dead, probably the most popular horror comedy out there, one that I'm sure you've all seen, and if you haven't, I have no idea why you haven't. This one is going to be probably the hardest one, or most unlikely for people to have subscriptions for. It Stars. What me and my wife do is we have the Stars, like, attachment on our Amazon Prime. So, you can get Stars stuff on your Amazon Prime. That's what we do. It's pretty simple right there. And then the last two ones, I'm thinking people probably haven't seen as much, and they're both on Amazon Prime. And if you don't have an Amazon Prime account, I don't know what you're doing. Cancel Netflix immediately and go get Amazon Prime, because it's so much better. And they should be sponsoring me for how much I'm selling this. Anyway, the first one is Hellbaby. Pretty funny movie. The thing about Hellbaby is you're going to see the cast and wonder why you've never heard of it. It's so many big comedy names in there. You're going to be blown away by the fact that you've never heard of this movie. And it's pretty funny. Last but not least, the one I think nobody's probably ever heard of. I had to do some research to find this one. It's called Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon. And if you've ever seen What We Do in the Shadows, which, by the way, I would have put on this list, but I couldn't find out if it was streaming anywhere, so I specifically left it off for that reason. But if you've ever seen What We Do in the Shadows, right, it's a mockumentary, and so Behind the Mask is the same concept. It's a mockumentary following a guy that's trying to become a serial killer. It's essentially a world where serial killers aren't just in movies, they're real. You know, Freddy Krueger and Jason and all them, they're all real. Michael Myers, right? And they're kind of like celebrities. People are obsessed with them. So this guy, Leslie Vernon, is trying to become the next big serial killer. That's like his goal. And so it is, there's a crew that follows him around like a documentary. And this one's a pretty dark humor, but it's funny, man. When he's setting up killing, how he's going to kill the teenagers, and he's talking about, like, okay, you know, at this hour, this is about when the jock should be walking downstairs to try to make out with his cheerleader girlfriend. And that's when I'm going to, you know, stuff like that. It's pretty funny. I really, really enjoyed that movie. I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to because it's low budget. You know, there's, you know, one actor you've probably heard of. When you watch the movie, you'll go, oh, I recognize that guy. But other than that, it's very low budget. And there was some legitimate scares in it. There was some legitimate horror themes where you felt like you were watching a slasher horror film. But for the most part, it was comedy. It was, you know, it was really dark comedy, but this one is probably my favorite on the list. It's like one of my favorite horrors right now just because how well they did it. So anyway, those are my Spooktober horror comedies recommendations. Hope everybody enjoys those. Hope everybody enjoys the rest of their October. And hope everybody enjoys this interview with Chris Janekis. Let's get right into it. All right, super excited to welcome back on. I want to say my most reoccurring guest at this point, Chris Janekis. Do I have to now when I say your name? Do I have to introduce you as ARCA champion Chris Janekis?
No, I'm just gonna go ahead and butt in your deal there. No, you do not have to do that, and I frown upon it. So,
because I kind of want to start doing that every time I introduce you to anybody.
Yeah, do not do that, please. I've been called champ. I don't know how many times this week, and that's like, I'm from New York. That's almost an insult.
I was gonna say, especially because you're so young, that's kind of insulting.
Yeah, that's like a bad word in New York. Like, you call somebody champ, you're looking for a fight.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I know what to say when I go to work.
Like anything, that's not no go.
Okay, yeah, because the way I look at champ is when it's like an older guy trying to, like, you know, demean or belittle a younger person by calling him champ. It's like, yeah, okay, yeah, champ.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
So I won't call you champ, but I will introduce you as Christian the ARCA champion Ekis from now on.
All right, man, whatever you want to do.
So what's up, man? Congrats.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Just kind of, it's been a fun week. You know, I had to get back to work on Saturday, getting ready for Martinsville, but, you know, same aspect, got a couple hours to celebrate. It's fun.
Couple hours?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of just waiting until December, you know, and when everything's over, that's when you can celebrate and kind of appreciate the moment more. You know, obviously, it's been awesome this past week, just kind of, you know, seeing everything online and stuff like that. But, you know, the same aspect, still got two races to go win here in a couple weeks, including this weekend. So had to get back to work.
Yeah. Okay. And so now you got a new trophy, right?
Yeah. Get the Kansas trophy and in a couple months. I'll get the big boy.
Okay. So you haven't got that one yet. And I know you're in a new apartment, are you, like, collecting these trophies in your apartment now? You got, like, a wall for all these things?
Yeah, they're kind of, like, scattered around, like, decorations, honestly. I got a couple, like, on the counter. I got my guitar hung up from Nashville. And then I got, like, the DeCoin and Springfield ones just kind of hanging out. But I got to do a little bit of something. I got to get a table for behind the couch so that I got, like, something to put them all on.
Yeah, yeah, you got to have, like, a wall specifically for trophies, especially you, because you're racking up so many now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I need to have them, like, spread out so they're not all, like, cluttered. I mean, like, on my TV stand, I got, like, the two cups that are next to each other. It looks nice, and, like, they're all strategically placed around the house.
Okay. just so every time somebody walks in, whichever direction they're looking, they see that you're a champion.
Yeah. I mean, that was
that's what's most important.
Exactly the plan, but you know, I could see how people could think that. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, explain to the listeners if they didn't watch the race, what happened.
So we practiced really well. Got our car way better, and I felt like we were the best car practice. We went out for qualifying and blew up, which actually was, if you think about it, it's pretty much a godsend, because literally after our mock run, we went out and made a run just to kind of make sure everything was okay, and nothing was wrong with the motor. So in motorways, if I would have not ran that last run after our mock run, we probably would have blown up lap one in the race instead of lap one in qualifying. So you know, I'm kind of glad that it happened then. And then the race, we had started in the back, obviously, because we changed the motor. You know, carefully maneuvered our way up there to second. And final restart was about 43 to go, past Michael, and never looked back.
Dang. The way you describe winning a championship is the most anticlimactic way anybody's ever described winning a championship.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a stressful day.
It was an exciting race.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, it was definitely exciting. But, yeah, it was fun.
And this was your first time racing in Kansas.
Yeah, yep.
And you walked away with not only a win, but a championship also.
Yeah, I'm pretty disappointed with the win trophy as well. I mean, not a lot of people, like, understand. Like, the trophy, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's nice, but it's nothing like to write home about. And the thing was $3,200. I don't know if you've seen a picture of it, but it's really small. And it's like a foot by 6 inches, maybe a foot by foot, maybe. I mean, probably less than that, honestly. And it is just like, I don't know. Apparently some father and son make it. And they do a nice job with it, but man, $3,200, I don't really know how they come up with that one.
Well, you didn't post a picture of it on your Instagram, did you?
No, I don't have any. I might have one picture of it, but it's, like, when I say it's super small, it's very small. Let me see if I can send you a picture real quick.
Yeah, you gotta send me a pic, because now I have to see it, because I was thinking of that one that you posted from Lucas Oil. I saw that one. But
all right, I just sent you it. Yeah, it's very tiny, and it's kind of like, I don't really know what it's made out of. I mean, for $3,200, it might be made out of like pure gold or something, or bronze. I don't really know, but
I mean, it should probably be gold, right?
Yeah, I mean, if we're being honest,
since you know, you won gold. Well, I mean, that's pretty exciting, man. You're, what, still 18, 19 now?
Turn 19 in a couple weeks, I guess.
Okay. And how long have you been in ARCA?
It's like my fifth or fourth.
Oh, really?
I never ran a full-time season before.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was always too young.
Because age restriction.
That, so, yeah, I mean, I've run, I think, 13 in the season was the most for this one. And then, like, 10 the year before and... So I think I got like 46 starts or something like that right now.
Okay. I just got the picture. And yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm with you 100%. Like, what the hell is that thing?
I actually looked it up. It's $3,400.
What is it though? Like, what is it even supposed to look like?
In perspective, my Pocono trophy was like $1,300 and it's way nicer. Like, it's like fully detailed. Got the eagle on it and everything. And that thing is $3,400.
Okay, but that big cup there behind you that he's holding, is that what you're getting?
Yeah, that's the championship trophy.
Ooh, that one looks nice.
Yeah. I mean, for championship trophy, I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
It's not bad. I mean, I'll take it. Don't get me wrong.
Pushing the champion, Ekis, over here with his high standards.
I mean, have you seen how nice the K&N trophy is, though?
No, I guess I haven't looked at it.
It's so nice.
Yeah?
But
do you race K&N?
No, I do not.
And okay, why not? Like, what's how does that work? How do people jump back and forth between the two? Why do people only do one or the other?
That's a tough question. You know, obviously you can compete for a championship when you're really young and you run K&N, but you know, honestly, I ran a couple K&N races in 2016, and like I was just involved with Venturini so much that I really didn't even bother running K&N. I just kind of went straight to ARCA because I honestly feel like K&N's a lesser series than ARCA.
Shots fired.
No, it's not that. I mean, honestly, it's just that's just how it is. I mean, there's so much more that goes into ARCA, and there's 20 races instead of 14. And
right.
You're going to the big tracks, and K&N staying at the little tracks, and you know, in that aspect, I mean, ARCA's you know, more like a truck series. So
yeah.
I mean, for sure. I mean, I'm excited to see what NASCAR does. Hopefully, they make the trophies a little nicer, for being honest.
Okay.
And I was lucky, though. I got some cool trophies. I mean, the guitar and the Pocono trophy are pretty solid.
I think the guitar is a cool idea.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're racing in Nashville. It's cool to get a guitar.
And that's at the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. That one. Fairgrounds. If you wanted the Super Speedway, you got an electric guitar, which I kind of wish that one was still going, but not right now.
Yeah, that's the same track that all NASCAR fans won't stop talking about, how it'll eventually come back into the series. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not done yet. You still have a couple truck races left, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got Martinsville this weekend, and then Homestead at the end of the year.
And that's for KBM, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right. So I was reading some stuff online, a lot of speculations and rumors about, you know, what your future holds now. A lot of people are clearly talking about you. Do you have any plans yet, or are you still thinking about everything?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't have anything, you know, set in stone. You know, obviously we're in the talks with a couple of different people to try to get to the point where it is solid. And there's one that I feel really confident about and feel really good about that I should know about here shortly. So
what, going full time truck?
No, I mean, I'm not really sure yet, honestly. You know, there's a couple things on the table, and you know, I hope that's one of them. We're just gonna have to see what happens.
Wow, that'd be cool, man.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm in a spot where, you know, I'm finally capable of moving up successfully. So I just gonna have to see what happens, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, I'd be cheering for you, obviously. You know, we're best friends, so that's obvious. I also wanted to talk about last time you were on here. We talked a lot about your apartment, so I feel like every time you come on now, I need to dedicate a little bit of the segment to Christian Eckes apartment watch 2019. What's going on?
Yeah. So today I went to Walmart and got some envelopes. I wrote a check yesterday and it was just kind of like dangling around, so I needed to get some envelopes.
Have you ever written a check before?
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, I take care of all like the business stuff, so.
Oh, so you've been writing checks.
Oh yeah.
Christian the check casher Eckes over here.
That's right. So I bought a couple whisks because the ones that came with the box set really didn't do me justice. So I got those. What else did I get? Oh, extension cords. Well, they're not actually extension cords. They're the ones that like you plug into the wall and it gives it like 6 more outlets.
Right. I don't really know what they're called. Yeah, those are the best things. That's like that and the iPhone are like two of the best creations of all time.
Yeah.
Like, why do outlets only come with 2 outlets anyway? Right? Yeah. Like, they should just come stock with like 6.
Yeah, that might be a little bit too much, but
not for my household. Does your apartment, do you have the little USB plugins where the outlets are at?
No, I just have the regular. Ooh.
See, you're not at a new fancy place then.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all right. I mean, I got all these, whatever you want to call it, plugs. I need to do something with them.
Yeah. Yeah, true. I will say, for an 18-year-old, you sound like a 38-year-old. You're like, oh, what did I do today? Got some extension cords? Oh, got a disc?
That's the highlight of my life right now. Here, I'll get through my Walmart list. Okay. So I got extension cords, plastic wrap, envelopes, whisks, and clamps because I opened a bag of chips the other day, and I did not have a clamp to shut it, so not good.
This kind of reminds me of you've seen Dumb and Dumber, right?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I've seen Dumb and Dumber.
It wasn't Dumb and Dumber. It was Step Brothers when they move out on their own and Will Ferrell's looking for toilet paper. Yeah. And realizes he doesn't have any.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is right now, honestly.
So you show up at Walmart with like a shopping cart full of toilet paper.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in good shape. It's just like every time I leave the store, I'm like, damn, I forgot that, or damn, I forgot this.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
I don't remember the big one today, but I need to get like the bacon tray for the microwave. Like that's how I cook my bacon. You put turkey bacon on the deal, put it in the microwave. But I need to find the damn thing. Like, I don't know if...
Okay, what's up with the turkey bacon? Why turkey bacon?
I don't know. I mean...
Trying to be healthy?
Oh, I mean, yeah, but, like, that's just what I've eaten my whole life. Like, that's kind of what my parents bought, so I've gotten used to it. And honestly, it doesn't taste that bad at all.
See, I equate turkey bacon to, like, being a vegetarian. It's pretty much the same thing to me.
Yeah, I mean... I don't think it's that bad at all. I mean, once you get used to it, it's completely fine.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, today at work, we ordered a bunch of pizza, and the only stuff left over, obviously, was the veggie pizza. And I felt pretty adult by taking a piece of that and going, it's not that bad. So
that's right, man. I'm proud of you. That's good.
Thank you. Yeah, I felt pretty grown up when I did that. Okay, last time you were talking about furniture, did you get some furniture?
Yeah, I got my couch, and I bought a TV stand. I guess I got both of them on Wednesday, which I bought the TV stand from Wayfair, so I had to put it together, which was a little
Wayfair's great.
But honestly, it wasn't that bad. It was pretty easy to put together, and it looked super nice, and it was only like $175, so I got a great deal.
Yeah. That's great. You need some kind of furniture sponsor, I feel like. Because this would be great.
I already bought all this stuff. That's the bad thing. I won't even get a discount on anything.
See, what do you need next? That's what you need to be doing, like, as a driver. When you're looking for sponsors, just be thinking, like, what do I need lately? You know, what am I going to start needing more of? And then, go after those.
Coffee table is probably the biggest thing right now. I have nothing for my couch, so I'm in the market for a coffee table. I'm thinking about putting a table behind the couch, like I was talking about for trophies. I need to get a desk, all the business stuff. That's about it. I got most of the big stuff done, just kind of the little stuff now I got to go get.
Yeah, see, you need to get sponsored by, like, Rooms to Go or something.
I got my couch from Rooms to Go. They actually did a super nice job. They set it up in like 5 minutes.
See, I feel like you are actually secretly sponsored by them. Like next season, you're going to come out with the logo on the car or something.
That would be nice.
You're just talking them up so much. And how do sponsorships work? Like, do the teams find them for you, or do you have to go out and get those?
Yeah, it depends. You know, there's different ways to get them. You know, manufacturers have them, teams have them, and there's some that the drivers bring. It's very rare for the drivers to bring them. You know, they're mostly manufacturer or team related. But yeah, I mean, I'd say the most common ones are with the team or the manufacturer.
Because all the time when I'm hearing about drivers trying to like move up or, you know, get into a new seat, I hear about if they can bring in sponsors. So what does that mean? Like, do they not already have these teams and cars not already have the sponsors and they just kind of fall into it? They have to actually like attract sponsors?
Yeah. You know, that usually happens when, I mean, no offense to them, but they're not good enough. But
oh,
No, I mean, it's not saying anything bad because, you know, if you're extremely good, you know, the teams and the manufacturers come to you and, you know, that they want you and that they want you to race for them. So, you know, if you're a lower driver or even a higher up driver, but not like the top of the brass, you know, that's kind of just how it is. You know, you're always looking for sponsors.
Cause like a good example, Levine Family Racing, right? They're Matt Benedetto's, you know, losing his seat after this season. And do you follow, was it Bob Levine on Twitter? You follow him?
No, but I've seen some of his tweets. They're pretty legendary.
Yeah, he's active as hell. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. I'm trying to get him on the show. We're DMing back and forth, so he might be coming on. He was talking about how, you know, I like how honest and open he is, but he was pretty much saying, like, look, I like Matt DiPenedetto, but at the end of the day, the guy's just, like, not bringing in, the sponsors. So yep. Does that just mean they just want, like, a bigger-name driver or somebody a little more flashier that sponsors will just naturally be attracted to?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that deal is a little bit different. And the fact that Christopher is bringing, don't quote me on this, but I think he's bringing money from, JGR, and what he's had the past couple of years. And I could be wrong on this. This is just kind of what I've thought, at least. So, you know, he's bringing the money aspect of it. And, you know, Christopher Bell is really good as well. And so is Matt D. So, you know, it pretty much just comes down to money in that aspect.
Okay, yeah, because I had, like, have you ever met Amber Balcone from that Racing Wives show?
Yeah, a few. I think I met her once or twice.
Oh, okay, yeah, so I had her on the show, and that's what she saw. She was like, yeah, I'm trying to find sponsors so I can, like, keep racing. And so yeah, I guess that her side of racing.
In her case, she's, you know, actually trying to find sponsors because – you know, teams or manufacturers aren't putting up the money. So, okay. You know, there's a lot of, like, that, though.
Interesting. Yeah, that side of it just always confused me, I guess. I just watch it on TV. I just know who's winning and who's not. That's about. And for some reason, people choose to listen to me. I don't know why. Still haven't figured that part out yet. So in this same episode, Natalie Decker's on. I interview her for a few minutes. She's great, wonderful. The nicest person I ever interview, I'll say that. And her mother congratulated you on your win. So I don't know if she's personally reached out yet, but no, on the episode,
she kind of just ghosted me after she left Venturini. Like, I talked to her at the racetrack every once in a while, like when she's at the truck races, but I mean, her mom comes up, says hello, her aunt, everything like that, but just doesn't talk to her much anymore.
Her mom seems super nice, by the way. Never met her.
Mom's way nicer. I don't know. I hope Natalie sees this, too.
I hope she does, too. Because remember last time we were talking, I was upset that she didn't tweet out the podcast that she was on. Yeah. And then I think it was her mom, like, reached out and was like, hey, she'd love to come back on. And I was kind of surprised because I was like, oh, I mean, you know, she didn't help promote it, so I figured she wasn't happy. So this time I was like, I know how much you love the show, so you're definitely retweeting this, and just left it at that. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So I hope she listens to it and she hears this because Natalie, I'm defending you. Christian hates you for whatever reason.
We're not friends anymore, Natalie.
But we all love your mom is the point of this story. Your mom's great. Okay. Well, I won't keep you too much longer. I know, you know, you got to go put together furniture or, I don't know, file taxes, whatever old men things.
I got to pack for Martinsville now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Leave them. You going to get a win?
I mean, that's the plan, obviously. I mean, I don't go to run second.
Okay. Just making sure. I mean, I don't know, man. You haven't got a win yet in trucks. You got third is your best, right, in Vegas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we'll see. I'll be rooting for you. I need some Christian Eckes merch. That's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah, I don't have it. I didn't even get my championship stuff. It's for sale. I mean, I probably got to buy the damn thing.
All right. Well, I'll just make my own and then probably get sued for it. Anyway, you know, I could. Are you allowed to, like, make your own merch, or is that against the rules?
I don't really know. I mean, I don't.
You
really
should find out, because honestly, Belly Up Sports, I'm sure we'd be more than happy to make some merch for you and just give you, like, the proceeds or whatever. That could be cool.
Yeah, maybe. Just have to see.
Yeah, we'll look into this. It'll be a picture of me and you and with my arm around you, and we'll say BFFs.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm cheering for you. Martinsville, excited to watch you race. Thanks for coming back on. And once again, congratulations. This has been Christian, the ARCA champion, Eckes. Everybody, round of applause.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right, man. Take care. Good luck.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, later.